USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine in hopes of capturing the Russian-leaning Donbas region. In the western part of the country, at least 7 people were killed in Russian airstrikes on Lviv, which until now was a safe hub for those escaping war, and Ukrainians continue to resist the Russians in the southern port city of Mariupol. Chief of Staff for Ukraine's President Andriy Yermak told CNN that his country needs a new security system.
All systems of the security not work, and I can say not exist.
Yermak adds that they will do their best to talk with the U.S., the U.K., and others in creating that new system. To that end, President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation no longer require a mask at the moment. The TSA is no longer enforcing a mask mandate for travel after a federal judge in Florida struck down the CDC directive. Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell ruled that the agency exceeded its authority in issuing the mandate. An official with the Biden administration says the agencies are reviewing the decision and are considering next possible steps. Meanwhile, masks are being strongly recommended in the meantime. A good deal of infrastructure will require American-made materials soon.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. That means all manufacturing processes will occur in the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Police in Columbia, South Carolina have arrested a second suspect in connection to a shooting at a mall over the weekend. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says Marquise Love Robinson is facing several charges. The first suspect, Dwayne Price, will face more, and a warrant has been issued for a third suspect.
That is Amari Sincere Jamal Smith. He has a nickname of Mari. He's a 21-year-old male from Columbia. He's wanted for 9 counts of assault and battery, of a high and aggravated nature, attempted murder, and unlawful carry of a pistol.
15 people were injured in the shooting. None of them were gunshot wounds. Only a 73-year-old woman remains hospitalized. Holbrook reiterated that the shooting was not random. Officials say Jason Van Dyke will not face federal charges for the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke, a former Chicago police officer, was convicted of murder in a state trial. Prosecutors say it would have been more difficult to convict him at the federal level because the burden of proof is far higher. Van Dyke was seen on camera shooting McDonald 16 times. He was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison in 2018, serving less than half before he was released on Friday. Amid worries over rising interest rates and high inflation, Wall Street closed lower despite better-than-expected profits from banks. The Dow was down 39.5 points. The Nasdaq lost 19. The S&P 500 was essentially flat. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.